just to do a as fast as we can lightning review of the halachas of Tisha B'Av, the fall on Shabbos. So obviously we don't fast on Shabbos. The Shulchan Aruch says Tavkuf Nun Beis Sif Yud that Afilu, according from the Gemara, that Afilu Kesudas Hamelech B'Shato, even for Shal Shudis, right before the fast, no need to hold back. You know, Sudas Shabbos as per usual. And the Mishnah Berurah writes it would be improper to display any avelus in that regard. And in that sense, we have Shabbos as per usual. Is that across the board? Is that true entirely, that there is no expression whatsoever of avelus on Shabbos? This is probably connected to the basic question: when Tisha B'Av falls on Shabbos, so and it was, of course, we fast on Sunday. Is it that we completely uproot the observance of Tisha B'Av to Sunday, or it's still Tisha B'Av on Shabbos, just we fast on Sunday? So this is a machlokas Harishonim and machlokas Mechaber and Ramah in Simin Tov Kuf Nun Dalit. So if you test, the Mechaber writes there's no observance of Avelus whatsoever, even Dvarim Shabbatzina. Everything is completely like a regular Shabbos. The Ramah writes Dvarim Shabbatzina are knowing on Shabbos. So although there's no outwardly noticeable signs of Avelus, but nonetheless there is a certain measure of Avelus, and Dvarim Shabbatzina are knowing. Mishnah Berurah writes that in the case of a Leil Tevilah, so then we would be Mekel. But Dvarim Shabbatzina knowing according to the Ramah. In a similar, perhaps related vein, the Ramah in Tavkuf Nun Gimel writes that when it comes to learning on Erev Tisha B'Av, that one shouldn't learn other than Dvarim Hamutarim, things you're allowed to learn on Tisha B'Av, one shouldn't learn Erev Tisha B'Av after Chatzos, even when Erev Tisha B'Av falls on Shabbos. The Magen Avraham writes, if Tisha B'Av itself falls on Shabbos, then one shouldn't learn the whole day, except for Dvarim Hamutarim, things you're allowed to learn on Tisha B'Av. So this, many Yachronim disagree with this. Mishnah Berurah writes that a person has a right to be Samech on the Taz and others who are Mekel, and to learn as per usual the entire day. That's already going too far. Shulchan Aruch Shlomo Zalman writes as well, there's room to allow learning over the course of the entire day. What about in terms of Hachana? So it's not a problem to eat, even at the end of the day, even more than one usually does, because of the fact that a person is going to be fasting the next day, because eating is something that applies to right now. A person gets benefit out of it right now. That's not called hachana. Even if a person does so with the mindset that I'm going to be fasting. However, one should not verbalize that you should eat up now in order to be able to get through the fast. Once a person verbalizes it, so then that in fact would be a problem. What about taking pills that would help someone fast better? To take it on Shabbos. So I saw the same for Orchel Shabbos, that he claims that since it starts to work right away, so that it would not be a problem of hachana, just a problem of medicine on Shabbos. So therefore he says, according to Rav Yashiv, that if a person would crush it up and mix it with food or drink before Shabbos, such that it's not noticeable, so then a person would be able to consume it at that point on Shabbos. What about the transition from Shabbos to Tisha B'Av mode? So most of the Inuyim, basically the Inuyim start at Shkia. So once you not eat or drink after Shkia and Rechitza, basically the Inuyim start at Shkia, except that we don't have Avelus at that point yet. So therefore, one would not take off one's shoes at that time, certainly would not sit on the ground. That would not happen until Tseis HaKochavim. And a related vein, going back again to that point of Achana as well, one would not bring, kinos, Tisha B'Av shoes to shul, before Tseis HaKochavim. That would be Hachana. That would be Hachana for Tisha B'Av. So what should one do? And here, in this minyan, we're starting a few minutes later than usual. So that also is helpful. So at Tseis HaKochavim, which in Sefer Halicha Shlomo, he writes that in this regard, we don't have the same view of Tseis HaKochavim with regard to Malacha and with regard to the Nehuge Avelus. He says, with regard to Nehuge Avelus, once it's already in Eretz Yisrael, 30 minutes after Shkia, then one would say, even though we wouldn't do Malacha yet for another few minutes, one would say, Baruch HaMavim and Kosh L'chol. The person would take off his shoes at that time, and at that time, one would be able to go ahead and to bring the Kinos to Shul, etc. An interesting Ha'ara, the old minhag used to be that even on Shabbos Chazon, they wouldn't wear Shabbos clothes. So Bizmanenu were no way to wear Shabbos clothes. But Sefer Halicha Shlomo points out that, I'm expanding a little bit, basically points out that, that's on Shabbos. Once it's already after Shabbos, there's no reason to stay in one's Shabbos clothes. Generally, you wouldn't wear Shabbos clothes during the entire 9 days. So a person would say, Baruch Hamad Mekosh Chol, take off his regular shoes, and presumably change out of his Shabbos clothes as well, and put on whatever Tishbav shoes he has, and then come to shul. With regard to Avdallah, so a person should say the bracha on the Ner, on Motzei Shabbos, even though we're not making Havdalah Alakos. Of course, Havdalah is during Shemona Esrei. There's no Besamim. A person doesn't smell the Besamim. Even if a person would make Havdalah Alakos, a person needs to eat for whatever reason, would not make the bracha on the Besamim, on Motzei Shabbos. Of course, after the fast, we make Havdalah Alakos. If a person needs to eat during the fast, so as well, should make Havdalah Alakos, preferably on Chamer Medina, but if there's no Chamer Medina, so then wine or grape juice could be used. The Shmir Shabbos suggests that in such a circumstance, if a woman would be eating on Tisha B'Av, so he suggests it would be better for the husband to make Havdalah, even though he's not going to drink, but make Havdalah Alakos for his wife, and then his wife could drink. But if that's not a possibility, the wife can certainly make Havdalah for herself. We should, at the end of the fast, so usually Motzai Tisha B'Av, we still have the Hanagos of the 9 days until Chatzos of the following day, but since in this case it's Nidcha, it's already Motzai Yud B'Av, so that doesn't apply, except for Basar V'Yayim, which applies to the remainder of the night. Everything else is Mutter right away at the end of the fast. Shir B'Sar Solos, have a great day.